Now, welcome to the Kick to Kick podcast, backwards and coming forwards. Charlie, how are you doing over there?
Fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So I'm on my way to I'm in South Australia, on my way for Gather Round. I've slowly been making my way across the border.
You're taking your time to get over there for Thursday, that's for sure.
I am. And this is probably the most unprepared podcast we will have ever done. I haven't got the theme songs or the outros. I haven't got the artwork, so it's just going to be a raw recording. So whatever we record now, this is it.
Oh God, better be careful about what we say. We don't want to force too many edits.
I can't.
So there we go.
So I'm sitting in my car. I've got you on speakerphone. I'm recording with a dictaphone, so that's why it sounds so different.
Well, I'm sure it'll be thoroughly enjoyable, if not a bit ramshackle, so that's all right.
I'm going to start with some trivia for you, Charlie.
Okay, all right, throw it at me.
You got two options here. Which past season featured the most current AFL coaches as players? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool.
Yep. Okay. All right.
You have a think about that, and we'll get back to that at the end of the episode.
Okay. Fantastic. Oh, that's going to be... Okay, I'm going to try and think about that as we go. I always forget about the question and then come back to it. All right, all good. All right.
So round three.
Yes. Well, almost a week of footy, right? Like, it's been a long round from Thursday through to Monday.
Yeah, really long.
But it was nice to have it a bit spread out. So let's get started with that Thursday night match.
Just before you do, fun fact, this goes out to AFL Central on Instagram. Every team that won the coin toss this weekend won the match.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Just goes to show how important the coin toss really is.
Well, they're tracking it this year. It's one of the things that Instagram page is tracking. So I'm going to be very interested to see how that goes.
That's so funny. I wonder what... Yeah, that'll be interesting to see the stats on that at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Thursday night, our grand final replay, Jimmy, at the Gabba between Brisbane and the Magpies.
And who would have thought both had come in with not a win between them?
I know. It was a lot on the line here. And Collingwood managed to stand up.
They did. It wasn't a great game, to be honest. They both looked pretty poor.
Yeah.
Especially like the Pies had that scoreless quarter as well, which is the eighth team to have that at the Gabba. First team to actually win a match though without scoring in a quarter. And only the fourth time since the year 2000 that the Pies have been held scoreless for a quarter.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty good stat.
That is a good stat. Yeah.
So Pendlebury had that little whack with the stomach of Lachie Neal. It's the second fine he's ever got from his 387 games.
Yeah, amazing. I wonder what was going on there. Just lost his cool a bit.
I wonder what would have happened if it was Dane Zorko, how many matches he would have got.
Seriously. Yeah. I think, you know, when they talk about good behaviour, I think the fact that he's only got one fine in almost 400 games should count in his favour. I think that's reasonably fair.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Lions are now 7-5 on Easter Eve games. That's not an ideal stat, but I guess it reflects their up and down years.
Yeah. It shows I would imagine that's sort of the last few years have been their good ones. So, yeah, that's an interesting one.
And then you had all that fallout from the Brisbane game as well, and that news that leaked about their Vegas trip that didn't actually happen.
Yeah, very interesting. The wheels have the wheels fallen off because of a postseason trip, similar to that Adelaide chat after their losing grand final all those years ago now.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I don't know. They're not playing very well.
Look, I was having this conversation with someone over the weekend. It's always this way. Like, they're so, especially at this time of the year when things are just ramping up, there's so much conjecture and so much speculation because there's not the amount of games behind it.
Yeah.
To really get it, to know where these different clubs are sitting yet. So, yeah, it's a funny one. Everyone's trying to figure out why these different teams are doing what they're doing. I just don't think we have enough information after only three rounds yet.
No, and it's an all-time record for teams that have started 0-3 as well.
The most teams ever.
Yeah, I'll talk about that when we go through the ladder later on.
Yeah, okay. That's really interesting. So anything else interesting from that match, Timmy?
No, that was all I had from that game.
All right, well, let's move on to Good Friday, where we had North versus Carlton.
We should be calling it Scorigami Friday, not Good Friday, but go on.
Yeah, 81 to 137. So Carlton winning very convincingly at Marvel Stadium, and a sold-out Marvel as well.
Yeah, it was Scorigami. That score has not happened before.
Not unsurprising, yeah. Which I thought this was interesting, to have the Good Friday match at Marvel when there's not a game on at the G and you've got a sell-out crowd. I thought that was really interesting. I don't know why they didn't have it at the G.
Yeah, well, I guess North Melbourne's home ground is Marvel, and you can sell out Marvel. They wouldn't be able to sell out the G.
No, but there would have been more. Well, I know for a fact that there were people who wanted to go to that game and couldn't get tickets. So,
but is a sold out Marvel better than a half full MCG?
Well, what's a sold out Marvel? 60?
Not even that. Probably 52. 48.
Is that better than the 65? Yeah, it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
So that might make more money out of a sold out Marvel. You go into that sort of thing, I don't know.
Well, the AFL owns Marvel as well.
Yeah.
Yes, so in that game we had Charlie Curnow kicking, I don't know, actually not, did he kick 4 goals in the end?
I think it was.
Yeah, so that makes 50 games straight where he's kicked at least a goal.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah, Curnow kicked 4, Mackay kicked 5.
Yeah, so first player to do that since Josh Kennedy in 2018.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That is big. He's got a long way to go, as we mentioned last week, to reach the most in a row.
Yeah,
but
Peter McKenna's, yes. But it's, you know, he's on the way.
Yeah.
The only other note I had from that game was that Eddie Ford, one of North Melbourne's newer players, had excellent sideburns. Very, very 70s David Dench sort of sideburns.
I did see that. That was... Yeah, they were ripping. It was a real blast from the blast.
Yeah, bringing them back.
And then we had, so our other game on Friday was another, as you mentioned, Scorigami, another score we hadn't seen before between the Dockers and the Crows.
Yeah, not a great game. The score for this was terrible. And being in Hall's Gap, being in the Grampians where I was, I didn't see any of it.
I don't think you missed too much.
The only note I've got is that Freo have never missed the finals when starting 3 and zip.
Well, there you go. Okay, so they're on track to bounce back, we reckon.
They are, and that's kind of what we predicted last year, but then I think we poo-pooed that this year after.
We did. Yeah. We talked ourselves out of it after last year, so I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, Crows aren't looking very flash, are they? They play the D's this week up in Adelaide,
At home, in front of a home crowd after 3 losses, they've got something to prove, that's for sure. I'm a little bit nervous coming into that. I think we should be fine, but, you know, there's not a lot between all these clubs, you know, you just need to be a little bit off, I reckon.
No, but they must be second-guessing their decision to reappoint Matthew Nix, though.
Yeah.
But I suppose if the Saints can fire Brett Ratten after giving him a contract extension, I mean, the Crows can probably get rid of him pretty easily.
Yeah, if they really needed to, absolutely. Yeah.
And then there's no one waiting in the wings, is there?
For the job, you mean?
Yeah.
No, not really. The last couple of years have been interesting, haven't they? Because there's been some really good coaches just sitting there waiting. But no, it doesn't seem like there's anyone really, really just waiting for that job. Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Let's move on
to Saturday. Timmy, you would have been happy about this one at Marvel between the Dons and the Saints.
Yeah, very, very happy. Yeah, especially because I was away with my dad and he's a Saints supporter, so watching it with him, very happy to get the win, which I wasn't expecting. I had tipped St Kilda. Thought, you know, Ross Lyon is very good at manipulating and tactics and things like that, but no, we counted, and you know, the Essendon edge was there. We had a bit of mongrel and we got the win.
Yeah. The package really delivered at the end.
He did in the end there. Well, we were peppering the goals, and he was the one who was able to hit the goals. There was about 4 other players who could have as well.
Yeah.
But Nick Martin dominating as well. He had the equal most possessions of all time for the Bombers.
That's right. 44 possessions. And who else does he hold the record with?
Darcy Parrish has done that twice. But, I mean, a record since 1965, Charlie. We all know Dick Reynolds has probably got that covered as well.
Yeah, probably in the first half back in the day.
Probably. Maybe Billy Hutchinson as well could have got there. There'd be a few players who could have got them. I mean, you know who would have got there? Albert Thurgood. He would have had 50.
Albert's great.
50 and 6 goals.
It's an interesting one, isn't it, when you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of footy before we started taking those stats.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about Saturday night's match between Port Adelaide and Melbourne.
What a game. You'd be very happy with this.
Oh, very, very happy. It was a great, I don't think it's too biased. It was all the commentary was saying it. It was a really good, tough game of footy. They were saying it looked like finals footy in round 3.
Yeah, lots of swings, wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, there was never big swings, though. It sort of, I don't think it was ever, there wasn't, you know, it was never more than sort of 3 goals each way. I think at the quarter time and half time the scores were level, and then I think at 3 quarter time it was a goal or something.
Yeah.
So it was very, very, it was a close game, but Port Adelaide seemed to have the wood on us in every major stat, but we just got the job done.
And so Jack Viney playing his 200th game.
Yes.
He joins a select few who have played 200 games for the same club as their father.
Yeah, there's only about 6.
So he joins the Silvanis, the Fletchers, the Watsons, the Abbotts, and the Liberatores to each play 200 games at the same club.
That is a very select crew, and they're great names there.
Yeah, absolutely. And am I right in thinking the D's are staying in Adelaide for the week?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Staying over there for it, which makes sense, going from a Saturday to a Thursday.
Yeah, I know some teams have done this in Perth occasionally when they play them back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good bit of team bonding as well.
I think so. And as I said, especially when it's not a full week, it's not a Saturday to Saturday, it's a short week.
Oh, yeah, because they're playing Thursday, and then I'm going to that game.
Yeah, I hope it's a good one. Yeah. But no, it was good. Without CP Main, Port looked very good as well.
Did Lever play?
Lever did play.
Yeah.
Yep. And the other stat I heard from that game was we are the most successful interstate club at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah. Okay.
With 11 wins.
Yeah.
I think Geelong have 10. We have 11 now.
Yes. I think. And you were undefeated there for quite a while. We had a good little streak there after your finals wins as well.
It was very happy with that one, for sure.
Nice.
So moving on to Sunday's games, we started with another one at Marvel between the Doggies and the Eagles, and the Doggies really put them to the sword, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Again, I didn't see this game, but it was another scorigami, 106-30.
Yeah.
The Eagles giving us lots of scorigamis.
I did watch big parts of this game. What can you say? The Dogs just got the job done really well.
Yep.
They didn't seem to take the foot off too much and managed to get a big win. I think the Eagles kicked their 2 goals in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And after that,
Harley Reid, how did he look?
Oh, it was hard to... It's really hard to show yourself as looking great in a team that only kicks 3 goals 12 for a game.
Yeah.
Not pretty for them. Reading here, the Eagles have now lost all 12 quarters that they've played this year.
Yes. Would you like to know some other teams that have done that through history?
Go on.
It's only happened a handful of times. So St Kilda in 1897.
Yeah.
Hawthorn in 1949. Melbourne in 2008 and 2013, and then Brisbane in 2014.
Oh, God.
There's only 6 times it's happened.
So to lose all 12 quarters of the first 3 games?
Yep.
Yeah, wow. That's not company you want to be in.
No.
I know the Eagles showed a lot of faith in Simpson re-signing him, but as you just said about Matty Nix, I wonder whether they're regretting that decision.
Well, they can't, and they play Sydney next week as well. They can't. Well, he's under a big contract, so that it will cost them a lot to get rid of him.
Look, who knows what's going on internally, and we've seen big turnarounds in the past, and it's so easy to make things up about what's going on, but it just doesn't feel like there's any sort of forward movement. Like, there's not a lot to be feel positive about.
No, not yet.
No. Well, speaking of those Swannies, Jimmy, there was a bit of an upset.
There was.
On Sunday night at the G.
So, Charlie, you were in Melbourne. So I saw a heap of photos from this game, lots of haze and lots of smoke.
It was very, very smoky. It was a weird day. Weird day yesterday, weird morning this morning too. It was, very strange.
So there were fires?
No, I don't know where it was coming from.
Okay.
I'm not across that. I'm sure everyone else is. But yeah, don't know what was happening there.
Yeah. Okay. I know this is the first, so Dustin Martin didn't play. First game without a Cochin, Riewoldt, Grimes or Martin since round 3, 2008.
Yeah, very different look Richmond, isn't it?
Yeah, and it'll be even more different now that Tom Lynch and Noah Bolter are out for a few weeks.
Yeah, wow. So they should have Dusty back this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not the dominant Dusty anymore with all his pals.
He's not a game changer.
No, that doesn't strike fear into the heart of any teams anymore. They're not going to have to really worry.
It's amazing how quickly time moves on, isn't it?
It is.
But a really hard-fought win. Uze's first win as head coach.
Yeah. Did you watch much of this game?
I didn't watch too much of this one.
Okay. There wasn't, you know what the reaction was from him?
I did see some footage of him in the box at the end. That looked very happy, getting a lot of handshakes and high fives at the end of the game. So and especially against Sydney, that's a good one to get done.
Yes, absolutely. Like, the team is absolutely flying.
Yeah, yep.
Very nice. And then today's game, another interesting game.
And very interesting. So, actually probably a bit closer than you would have probably first imagined, I think. Well, I mean, 36 points.
Yeah.
But when they all went off at three-quarter time for Lightning, you know, I think it goes through your mind, just like, I think the last time this happened, and tell me if I'm wrong, was the Melbourne game.
Yeah, in the AFL it was. I think there might have been an AFLW game between that, but in the men's, yes, absolutely.
Men's, yeah. And that was against Geelong.
West Coast over there.
Sorry, and we came back almost, we didn't quite get there, but you know, we were absolutely being killed and...
No, you won, and they almost came back.
Sorry, you're absolutely
you're,
wrong.
You're thinking about the Brisbane with the Lights last year.
I'm thinking about Brisbane with the Lights, that's right. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, so the last time that happened, you're right, I've got the two completely muddled up, but there you go.
Yeah.
But that same thing, in both those games, there was a big swing after a weird break, so I wonder whether there was a bit of fear...
Mm.
Especially because the Cats are a bit older, you know, you don't want to cool down too much and then warm back up again.
No, well, the Hawks are second quarter specialists. They've dominated all three of their second quarters.
There you go. But, they looked good. Tom Hawk kicking four in his 350th game. The last one was an absolute gift from Jeremy Cameron in the square. Did you see that one?
I didn't see any of it, no.
It was Cameron took a mark and then just handballed it to Tommy right there, and he kicked it. It was probably the first time he's handballed in the 450 since he went to Geelong, I reckon.
There you go. Well, doesn't quite reach his record of 5 goals, 3 in 2014, but a good little haul he had there.
Yeah, and I was reading a stat, something saying of all the players currently playing, he leads in score assists.
Tom Hawkins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
There you go.
He's played 350 games now, so that makes sense.
But he across the entire AFL.
For this year or for...
For his career.
Yeah, 300, he's got lots of games on people.
He certainly does. But still not that
yeah,
stuff.
Pretty good stat. It's his 300th game, kicking at least one goal as well.
God, that's good.
The record for that is Kevin Bartlett, who did it 329 times.
I wonder whether Tommy's got another 29 games in him.
Oh, he probably has, to be honest, the way he's playing.
I wonder whether he'll go on after this year.
Well, it depends on the season, I guess. I mean, if they follow the last team that played and won a Lightning game, Demons, then they're a shoo-in for the flag, aren't they? There's another sign.
Another one to put in the books. There you go.
Another little stat from today was Hawkins and Chris Scott have now been in 289 games together as player and coach. Equal second with Riewoldt and Hardwick.
Mm-hmm.
They're not far off number one spot, which is Gordon Coventry and Jock McHale.
Jeez, that's a hard one to chase down. How many off of that are they?
I don't actually have the stats on me. They're not, I think, within reach of either later this season or early next season.
Okay. So, obviously they'll get Hardwick and Riewoldt obviously next week, you'd imagine, and then hopefully they can chase that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, an interesting game. I mean, even though the score, it was hard fought. I mean, the Cats basically, ran away with it in the first quarter. But you're right, Hawks came back quite well in the second, and then it sort of went back out again. So it was a yo-yo.
Yeah.
But even when even with the Hawks sitting low on the ladder and the Cats looking pretty good, they made it an interesting game to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good to see.
Yeah. So can you take us through that ladder, Charlie?
I would absolutely love to. So at the end of round three, we have GWS sitting on top, then Freo second, Melbourne third, and the Cats fourth. Sydney dropping to fifth after that loss. Carlton sixth, Bulldogs seventh, and Port Adelaide eighth.
Yeah.
Then sitting just outside that is Essendon. Then we have Gold Coast in 10th, St Kilda 11th, Collingwood jumping up to 12th, Richmond 13th, Brisbane 14th, Adelaide 15th, and then North, Hawthorn and West Coast rounding out rounding out the ladder.
Yeah, so
that's that's five teams without a win, Timmy.
Yeah, so they've all gone 0-3, as did Collingwood and Richmond, who just had their first win after playing an opening round as well.
Oh, yes, you're right.
So that's seven teams who have gone 0-3.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It's more than any other season.
Yeah. That's almost impossible, isn't it?
Yeah.
For that many teams not to have played each other.
Yep.
After three rounds, yeah. That's incredible. Yeah, well, having the split first round obviously makes that possible, but... even five teams out of a league of 18 having no wins after three games is quite incredible.
Yeah.
It gives hope that West Coast still can jump up and beat one of these guys who are struggling. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
When we talked about this, we were saying how hard it was going to be to pick the top eight.
Yeah.
Only three rounds in, it's very hard to know. But you look at this, there's a lot of teams there. I mean, you would have thought Collingwood especially is a shoe-in to be in there. Collingwood and Brisbane, who aren't in there,
yeah,
are shoe-ins to be in there. So where's the space for them if they can figure their game out? That's the question. Because those teams, everyone else who's in there, it's hard to see them falling out. What happens to Freo? Anyway, it's all in the crystal ball, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
But very happy to be sitting in the top four at this stage, Jimmy.
The Bees, yeah, you would be.
Yeah. Good way to start the year.
Well, let's project forward, Charlie.
Yeah, let's talk about next week, what we've got coming our way.
Gather round up in Adelaide again.
Yeah.
And there's only one grand final rematch in this whole series of matches.
Okay, it is West Coast Sydney.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow. Yeah, so let's run through. So starting Thursday night, Adelaide versus Melbourne. You would think Melbourne are the favourites to get this done. Getting Stevie May back.
Yeah. I'll be there cheering for the D's for you as well, mate.
Sorry?
I'll be there. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. And I think, was I talking to you about this, that playing an Adelaide team in gather rounds is not the worst thing because of the amount of people who go over to help support.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, it's a game that you're playing away from home anyway, so you may as well get it done against a team that's from there, and then you don't have to go back there, right?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I think it's not a bad result. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting one. Then on Friday, we've got Brizzy probably really penciling in their first win of the season against North.
Oh, I don't know about that. They're playing at Norwood Oval as well. And it's interesting because these two teams played last year at Mount Barker in Gather Round, so they've been promoted to Norwood Oval this time.
Oh, nice.
Which means there's a chance for some trying to snatch that leading goal kicker at a ground title, which I think it's a Fremantle player who holds it for Norwood in the AFL.
Okay.
Definite chance there, because I'm pretty sure Charlie Cameron's got it at Mount Barker, so he might be able to get another one in his bag.
I was going to say, surely he's the man who's going to want to get it. That's for sure. And then on Friday night, I'm assuming you're at this game as well.
I am, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a really good test for your boys, I reckon.
Yes, it will be, especially Port coming off a loss and us coming off a pretty impressive win, so it'll be interesting to see how we do.
Yeah, very. Then Saturday we've got that grand final replay you mentioned, West Coast versus Sydney.
Back out at Mount Barker.
Mount Barker, yep.
Which is a real interesting ground because it's the middle of nowhere and it's all like bought in stadium seating. But good little country football vibe.
Yeah, that's part of the reason you go for that sort of thing, isn't it?
I think that's
great fun. Hopefully West Coast can make a game out of it.
No, I'm not at this game, luckily.
No. Yeah. And then we've got Freo versus Carlton. Second versus sixth on the ladder. That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, we'll find out a bit, I guess, where both these teams are.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, exactly. We'll get a bit of a better picture from that one.
And I don't think Carlton have won at Adelaide Oval in the AFL VFL. They definitely won a game there in the 70s as part of the Australian Championship Series when they played, you know, the VFL played the winner of the Sandful, but
yep.
I don't think they've won there as an AFL team.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting to see. There we go. And then Saturday night, we've got the Doggies versus the Cats.
Yeah, so these two games are a double header, so I've got tickets to, like, I've got the one ticket that gets me into both of these games.
Oh, great. But surely you won't be there for both full games, though.
Why wouldn't I be?
You're a madman.
I did last year when I went to Sunday.
So that's a 4:20 start through to, well, that game starts at 8:10. So you're gonna be at the ground from about 4 o'clock until what, 10:30, 11 p.m.
Yeah, sounds about right. Don't know how my wife and kids are gonna go. They might have to go home.
I think so. Yeah. I highly doubt they're going to make it through. But that's another game that will give us a better grip on where both those teams are sitting too, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cats and Dogs used to play for the Origin Energy Western Victoria Cup. So we can bring that back, I think.
Yeah, nice. Then Sunday we've got our two expansion teams, the Suns versus the Giants.
Now, this is at Mount Barker, and I am at this game, Charlie.
Nice. God, you are just—you're seeing it all. I can't wait to talk about it.
I don't know who I'm going to go for in this team. I don't like. You know, I want the Suns to succeed, and I quite enjoy watching the Giants.
Yeah, I think you could happily go for the Suns here. This isn't going to tip the Giants over. I highly doubt the Suns will get it done, but I think you can definitely get behind them.
Yeah, and this is one we could invent a cup for the two expansion teams to play for.
Surely. Surely.
I mean, because they came in so close together, they've got this little rivalry going, so surely we can just award some kind of trophy, plaque, shield, something for it.
Yeah, The
Andrew Demetrio platter.
I'm trying to remember who were the two, like, poster boy signings?
Carmichael Hunt and Peter Raffaello. Yes, the Folau Cup, the Hunt Folau.
The Hunt Folau Trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, ripping. And then the next game's at Norwood between Richmond and the Saints.
Yeah, I wanted tickets to this, but this sold out very quickly.
You'd think the Saints would be really looking to pull back after that, after the loss to the Dons this weekend.
And with the injuries the Tigers now have as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then finishing off the round is Collingwood versus Hawthorn.
I'm very curious to see how Ginnivan gets treated by the Pies fans.
I was thinking about that this afternoon, watching him celebrate a couple of goals while playing for the Hawks. I was like, I think he is going to get it given to him.
God, I really hope he does.
Because they were so against him getting booed last year, and he's so hypocritical, and don't you love it?
Yeah, and they booed Treloar when they traded him, even though it wasn't against his wishes and he didn't want to leave.
Yeah, they booed Grundy, they boo everyone, it's
great. Yeah. They used to play for, maybe they still do play for, the Kennedy McHale Cup as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds like one that you'd want to hold on to.
Yeah.
So that's round four, that's gather round, Jimmy. Our first full round of football, am I right?
It is. Oh, no, since round one.
Oh, yeah, everyone was back for round one, you're right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it felt like I was reading out a lot of games just then.
Yeah.
Back to nine.
Now, I'll take you back to our trivia question at the top of the show.
Yeah, oh God, I haven't thought about it. Okay, you know, give it back to me.
Which season featured the most current AFL coaches as players?
Okay, so it's got to be...
There's two options.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's got to be somewhere between... like 98 and 04.
Mm.
Am I in the ballpark?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to say 2001.
You're incorrect. It's either 1997 or 1999.
Oh.
So 97 featured Matty Nix, Voss, McRae, both Scott boys, Hardwick, Kingsley, Goodwin, Clarkson, Uze, Longmire, Simpson and Beveridge. In 99, Clarkson retired, but Longmuir started playing.
Wow.
Yeah, and obviously Ross Lyon retired in 95, and then you've got Sam Mitchell, who didn't even start playing until the early 2000s, so he didn't play in the 90s at all.
No, yeah, well, that's why. So I didn't even think about, like, I wasn't even thinking about Goody and stuff. I was thinking about McRae, the Scots, Vossi.
Yeah.
And Hardwick, that's a wow.
Yeah.
I thought that's a lot of coaches in the same period, isn't it?
Yeah. Most of them.
So 97 and 9.
Yeah.
Good news for footy.
Yes. Especially if you're an Adelaide or a North Melbourne supporter.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Yeah, well, that brings us to the end of our dodgy recording of this episode.
Hopefully it wasn't too terrible to listen to.
Yeah.
But looking forward to another great gather round. Is the second out of how many are locked in?
I think it's next... I think there's three more after this, I think.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be much bigger than last year. I'm sure it's great for the... the South Australian economy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
In general.
Everybody's booked out. It's very hard to get places to stay.
Yeah.
And the South Australians aren't even on holidays yet.
I'm going to have to get around it one of these years.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, beautiful. Well, mate, until we can talk about... I can't wait to talk to you after this thing. How many games are you going to?
Five
games of live footy. And see if... maybe if your wife's still letting you in the house after that.
Well, yeah, I'll be recording in the car again, most probably. I don't know where we'll be next Monday night.
Even if you are at home, you'll probably be in the car again.
Yeah, probably.
Beautiful. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And until then, hooroo.